We serve a prodigal God, and it shows in how he gives wisdom to those who ask. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. When it comes to how God answers his children's pleas for wisdom, how do you imagine him giving it? Well, James tells us exactly how it takes place. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. God gives wisdom to his children generously, without reproach, when they ask for it. The key words here are generously and without reproach. The word James uses for generous is only used here in the New Testament, and the root of this word has the idea of singleness, undistracted, without reservation. In other words, God's not counting units of wisdom that he is granting, but rather he pours it out upon us with no thought to how much is coming out of his storehouse. This is why we said that God is a prodigal God. Someone who is a prodigal is someone who is extravagant and lavish. But it gets even better. James says that not only is God a prodigal God when it comes to giving wisdom, but he also gives that wisdom without reproach or without finding fault. He doesn't look in our past to come up with reasons why he should not give us wisdom today. Have you ever hesitated loaning someone money because of how they have used money in the past? I know I have. But when it comes to God granting wisdom, he doesn't do this. He doesn't say, "Well, last time this happened, you had the means, but you chose to act foolishly. I think I will withhold wisdom from you and just let you flounder." No. When we come in faith, he grants extravagantly. Because of God's open hand in giving wisdom, we should come boldly, without fear, in faith, asking for it. We pray that you do that day by day. Today, please pray for Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. Also, remember the Burmese LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Burma.